Getting around New York on your way to work just opens up your eyes to different things. There's the regulars, coffee carts, yellow cabs, the train commuters like me, MTA buses, newspaper guys, among other things. But there's always something in a day that will just make you look twice and stare. But just make sure you don't act like you're being nosy. Otherwise, you'll be the story of the newspaper for the day. So this is where my story starts. This is Ara Archie telling you a story. Every day I pass by countless school buildings on my way to work. This one near my apartment is in a corner block where I see both the service door to the lunchroom. Then, as I turn, is the school's main entrance where students line up. I usually pass by the service entry around past 6:30 a.m., which in the winter season is still a little dark, but the kitchen staff are already busy accepting food deliveries. One in and out of the door, with another counting the boxes of milk and juices for the week's consumption. Turning around the corner, I see a few students already gathered, waiting to get into school. Some of these kids get in early as they are brought by parents, who also need to get early to work. Schools usually offer breakfast by 7 a.m., which is good for those who don't have time to have some at home, or sadly, those who do not have any food at home. See, one would not know in this kid's faces who's going through hunger. To some regular person, pioneering a school building is about noisy kids, blocking one's way as they rush to work, sometimes with annoyance. But for somebody who has kids like me, I see it in a different way. Seeing the kids made it to school for the day means they are safe, and enough for the parents to be reassured for the day as they go on with their work. I usually get to leave work by 4 since my shift starts early. By the time I pass the school, there might be a few students outside the school building, waiting to be picked up by parents. I remember when I used to do this, rushing home to make it on time to pick them up, and we will just buy our dinner at times at a nearby restaurant or pizza place, since I know they're already starving by the time we get home. My kids are already in college, so it was all flashbacks whenever I passed by the school. Those years of parental struggle, stage 2 as I call. The story will continue in a moment. This winter morning, and for the next 4 weeks, I had to leave earlier than usual, as I have enrolled in a gym near my work for a trial month, so I will start late shift. Again, it is darker, and passing by the service door of the school, I saw an unusual shape at the doorstep. The service entry is about 6 feet wide, and somebody seems to be sleeping at the step, bundled with a blanket and a jacket. Thank God it was not a dangerously cold morning, but still, winter's never safe to be sleeping outside or any other night in a city as NYC. I know, school staff usually comes by at 6 a.m., and someone will wake him up or so, But this person for sure was not able to sleep at all, unless he's drunk, or worse, can be sick. I'm just hoping he finds a good place to spend the night later. Going home at night was the first time I was coming home from a late shift since I changed my schedule. I decided to pass by a sandwich place near work to get me something to eat. Might as well avoid a rush hour. So I was getting into the train station, well, lo and behold, my first night on a late shift is a baptism of fire. The trains were delayed because of signal malfunction. The usual excuse. How many times the MTA was given this quote-unquote signal and they never got it. By the time I got off the station, it was packed at 8:30 p.m. Again, I will have to pass by the school and by the service entry ledge. A person in a thick hooded jacket was sitting, eating what must be dinner. I went on walking, exhausted from the day's commute. Got home, an end of my day. The next morning and the next, Thursday and Friday, I see the same scene at the school service entry. A person sleeping by the ledge in the morning by 6 a.m. I guess this was the most comfortable and safe space this person found to spend the winter nights. This is the first time in my block I've seen somebody sleeping in front of the school. After being here for the last 18 years, it is heartbreaking seeing the person every day in this situation. Hopefully, somebody in the school will be able to help, as for sure somebody would see when they come in the morning, like the custodian I know is already in by 6 a.m. That Saturday, on my way to do some errands, I saw one of the school custodians sweeping the front of the building and asked if they noticed the person sleeping by the ledge. I found out he was a newly hired school aide, but had no place to go home to, as he left apparently to avoid an abusive stepfather. They were trying to work something out if he can stay inside the school this winter evening until he can arrange a place to stay. Saturdays and Sundays, apparently he's working somewhere else. The kitchen staff and a few others help him with food. Such a hard-working kid, he said. I could imagine he must be slightly older than my own child. As a parent, whose child is away in college, I can help but think, what if that was my kid? I probably would be turning over my grave just to be alive again and help him out. Monday morning, I saw him again, sleeping at the ledge. I decided to leave the coffee and a sandwich that I prepared for myself, just so he would have something to eat when he wakes up, with a note, so he knows it is for him. By this time, the news about the danger of COVID being in New York is a major issue, and the governor was already preparing to close the schools in the city. I was thinking about the person sleeping at the ledge. To think he just got a job and figuring out where to sleep every night is just a sad thought. But Wednesday, the schools were already ordered closed. And the next two mornings, I still saw the person sleeping by the ledge. By weekend, everybody was ordered to stay inside their homes. Where would he go? In a normal situation, he could barely come up with a place to stay. What more in this pandemic? In a cold winter season and again without a job. Lucky we are who might have lost a job, temporarily
or otherwise, but still have a roof over our heads. There are so many others going through the same situation. No resources, no one to turn to. While quarantined and really lucky enough to have my kids make it home before the city closed, I was wondering if he was still sleeping by the ledge, the school here in our block. Thinking and trying to put myself in his shoes. What if it was my kid? What if it was me?